The artist who now wants to be known once again as Prince is on tour. He'll be giving concerts across the country all through this summer. Commentator Michael Ivey has already caught the act and can't say too much about it.
My wife called me the other day. She said, look, I know it's not my birthday just yet, but the best present in the world would be to go to the Prince concert tomorrow night. Now, she'd recently dropped a hint about a new watch. I said, but the watch. She said, screw a watch, it's Prince. Well, so I bought tickets. It was one of those seating in the round deals, so I got tickets as close as possible and hoped for the best. I told a couple of my buddies what the birthday was going to be. Everybody had the same comment. Don't make eye contact with him, man. Whatever you do, don't look Prince in the eye. On Jamie Foxx's HBO special, he had this bit about meeting Prince. Basically, that no matter how straight that you think you are, Prince will shake the ground that you're standing on. And Jamie's recommendation was to not look him in the eye. And yeah, Foxx's whole Prince bit might be considered homophobic and really offend some people. But truthfully, straight guys take a lot of Jamie Foxx's material as gospel. Regardless, I take my wife to the concert. It was one of the greatest concert experiences I've ever had. I've been calling all my friends around the country and telling them about it, telling them to go see Prince when he comes to their town. Hey, there's only one Prince, and a whole lot of reasons why this beautiful man is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Performer, composer, songwriter, producer, vocalist, musician. Prince has been making his music for going on 25 years. And for my generation, well, this guy has been responsible for a huge chunk of the soundtrack of our lives. And supposedly, Prince is retiring his old song catalog this tour. Can I just use this bit of radio time to beg, please, Prince, don't do it. Prince, keep playing those songs to us like only you can, man.
Ladies.
I mean, what a concert. His new Power Generation band was funky, tight, and talented. And Prince was, well, so Prince. He was really playful and happy-spirited, but let me tell you, he's got the moves. Still shaking it up in those purple outfits and silky little pajamas he wears. And that voice with the sexy moans and squeals and the way he works that guitar. Oh. There was a point in the show where it was just Prince, all solo, in the middle of the stage playing an acoustic guitar. He played Red Corvette, and on Raspberry Beret, he had them bring up the house lights, and it was great. It was like the universe stopped, time stood still Matrix style, you know, and it was just me and Prince. I'd really scored on the tickets. I was like 15 feet from the stage, right at eye level. Oh, man, eye level.
Michael Ivey directs TV commercials and lives in Columbus, Ohio.
This is it. Time for you to go to the wild, yeah. You will hit cause you got the burning desire. It's your time.